You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Tonight on the Cooligans, we are thrilled because soccer is actually coming back this weekend.
Oh, God. Thank you so much.
it's been too long.
Yeah, that's right. Plus, we're also talking to, I don't know, another World Cup winner, Mallory Pugh. Have you heard of her?
Okay. So she comes through. So we're excited about today's show. So all this and more today on the
Cooligans!
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris
and Allie Krieger, and you are listening to our best friends and favorite comedians,
the Cooligans, bitch.
Yeah, baby!
All right. Yes. Okay. Good reason to be excited. Hello, Alexis.
How are you, buddy? We did it. We survived long enough to see soccer come back.
It is quite a miracle. So we're excited for a billion reasons. But yes, hello. Welcome to the show. Hello, my name is Christian Polanco.
Yeah, and I'm Alexis Guerreros. You got to know that already. We're amazing. Right.
Haven't you done your homework?
Jesus, isn't it below us at this point?
But welcome to the show. Welcome to the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that you have ever seen.
That's right. So, it's not just that, though. I mean, we got to remind people, it also happens to be the gulliest, all right? Yeah, we gotta on every it's the gully, yes. Just so you know, we serious.
All right. Yes, and we have plenty of reasons to be thrilled today because, yes, not only do we have an incredible guest, we have Mallory Pugh of Sky Blue FC and the U.S. Women's National Team. Won a World Cup, just a World Cup on her resume. No big deal.
She drops a little World Cup on her CV before the age of 22.
Okay, so cool. Quite a accomplished. We have done very little with our lives compared to this young lady.
Very much so.
So, but we should start with the news about Bundesliga and that they will be returning this weekend. So that will be May 16th. That'll be the first matches back after this long layoff due to COVID-19. And oh boy, when I saw this news, it was just what a bit of a relief, a bit of a it feels like a bit of a sign that we are getting to a point health wise that we can actually do something like this. But yes,
it's like it feels like we've been sort of like, you know, lost at sea on a boat, but we just saw a seagull. You know what I mean? We're like,
okay, yeah.
I mean, we're near land. You know, so should we not eat Steve?
Because you know? I was this close.
Planning eating Steve for a hot minute, but like if we're close to land, yeah, maybe we wait. You know,
we were planning to eat Steve before we heard about any of this stuff.
I mean, when I packed the bags to get on this boat, I was like, yo, if something happens, we're gonna eat Steve like right away, right? Like I was prepared, yo.
That's how much we don't like Steve.
Yo, who invited him? You know, why is he on his boat though?
But yeah, but I'm also glad you invited him because we're gonna get to eat Steve anyway.
It's only for food. Let's just keep talking about the scenario and never talk about Bundesliga being back. I'm sure the producers are having a good time.
Yes. So look, obviously. Very, very exciting. You know, there's still the same exact concerns of players getting sick or people getting sick in general.
Wasn't it Borussia Mönchengladbach? Shouts to me for saying that. I think they got 10 people. I don't know if it was players. I don't think they announced that 10 people associated with the club that were a part of the return, if I'm not mistaken, tested positive. So it's like we're not cleared. You know what I mean? Like this isn't, hey, everybody get back out there. Cheer, smoke bombs. We good. High fives. Yeah. No, not at all. But just the fact that there's going to be competitive soccer that doesn't involve a controller to a console. That is like a positive sign.
Yeah, because we're normally just been watching players play FIFA at home against EMLS players, or the, you know, that's been the alternative to actual soccer. But look, the reason Germany is able to get to play their game sooner than everyone else, sooner than a lot of countries, is because they, you know, frankly, they handled things a little bit better when it came to testing. And it doesn't suggest that everything is fine and there's nothing to worry about and they're not taking the precautions, but they're in a better place than we are when it comes to new cases and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's also just one of those things that's like, look, if they're, you know, it's almost like when a comedian gets something, you know, and you're like, some other comics are like bitter, like, oh, I wanted that. I belong on SNL, whatever it is, you know, but it to us, it's like a sign that like, yo, if that person who we know made it, that means we gonna make it, or at least we can make it. So like, yeah, maybe you're not a Bundesliga fan just yet. You're going to be, because there's nothing else to watch. You clearly didn't attach yourself to a Belarusian league team, right? So like, and Korean baseball just ain't hitting right. You know what I mean? So like now,
and under 200, okay?
I can't. I don't want to be a part of it. You know, you should wear the mask over your face. You're an embarrassment. But now this is like a sign that like, yo, like people that aren't even fans of soccer are going to be rooting. They're like, yo, I've been Hanover my whole life. Schalke to the day I die.
Yeah, that is, you know, for people who were not maybe not Bundesliga fans or fans of any sports, like this is the only at real like sport of at a very high level that is going to be back. So people are going to start paying attention to it. Obviously, there's not going to be fans in the stands. I think the number is like 200 and some odd people that are going to be allowed per Bundesliga match. There's so many precautions that are going to be taken so that the players are and everyone that is at the stadium is safe. But
right. But if you're a player, now's the time to get your side piece in, right? Because you could tell your girl, like, yo, I can't. It's only 200 people allowed. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. But
you know what? She's going to be pretty easily spotted on camera. The one lady. The one.
I don't know who that is. Why would you? I think that's the media person.
But she's sitting in your seat. Where in our
also your lap. That's not 6 feet. You're like, no, but like, I mean, the media person seems to be very interested in what's happening in the locker room. You know,
it is. It's a bit surreal. I don't know what these first games are going to be a marker, and like maybe is this how soccer is going to look for the next 6 months or year or things
I'll say
like
this
that.
So, I'm not going to bitch about the pageantry before it. You know, normally I'm like, just let's start the game. But now I'm going to be like, I want to see it all. I want to see the horns. I want to see it all. I want to see the handshake with the officials or whatever they're doing. I don't know, giving each other hand sanitizer, whatever the new thing is. I want to see it all.
We're paying attention in detail. I'm writing it all down.
Yeah.
Then email it to Garbo. You see what they're doing?
Prepare. Or Steve gets eaten. Right. One of my favorite subjects happens to be player Instagrams, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, sometimes I'll be typing. Wait,
did you major in that, Alexis?
What? You know what? It was an elective, but I'm glad I took it. I will tell you, sometimes with these big boy thumbs, sometimes I hit the wrong button. You know what I mean? Like I'm typing something. You know, like my mother, right? One time she messaged me, hey, you gays, instead of hey, you guys in a group chat. And, you know, that was funny, right? Like, Ma, I don't think you meant that. You're being problematic again, Ma. Right? So I know what it's like. I think a lot of people know what it's like to hit the wrong button. Jonah Dos Santos. I think he meant to hit the private DM button, but was just like, yo, let the world see what I'm working with right now. And it happened to be a photo of him and a lovely lady in bed together doing what consenting adults do. But she kind of looked like Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, this was a big... So look, obviously, when week after week, ever since this quarantine began, it's just been story after story of like, all right, who's going to mess up next? Right?
Who's the new player that's going to be throwing a sex party? You know? But I'm proud to say MLS is in the game, baby.
Yeah, finally, okay?
Right? We can have sex parties too, okay? It's just that, you know, we're not, it's not as deep, right? The cap is a little bit tighter.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, we're talking about soccer, all right?
Yeah. So, yeah, John at the side. But normally it wouldn't matter. No one would care. I mean, it would still make news because it's like a salacious photo, yeah. Right? He covered up her nipple, right, with a note.
He did not cover it up. That was covered up after because people were not going to share the photo.
Oh, well, then I didn't get the original card.
Yeah. No, the original is full boob. You see all nipple. Okay.
Oh, my God. For me,
freeing the nipple on Instagram. So
yeah, I'll just find it. You know what I mean? My group chat apparently ain't as quick as the other group chat. But it became like people were like, yo, that's my captain. Like a lot of LA Galaxy fans were like, copy, you know, they were very proud. Yeah. But I think the other caveat here is that we're in isolation, my guy. We're in COVID times. Normally we'd be like, yo, get yours.
We're
6 feet, my guy.
Okay. That nipple's a little too close to you.
No.
Be careful.
Put masks on all your body parts.
Okay, yeah. Do they have masks for nipples? Are those called bras? Is that what it is? When you think about it, bras, those face masks are just bras for our faces, man.
Right? It's about time. You know, and I got a bigger face, so I'm like a C cup up here. You know what I mean? It's about time we all get it. You know?
Okay, you know? And sometimes it leaks, you know? I drool. Anyway.
Ew. You lactating? But this made huge, like it broke the internet because I think it's because of the fact that this woman looks like Kylie Jenner in this angle.
Yeah, this photo is like, in this particular angle, I've seen that nipple before. I'm kidding. No, her face, it looks very much, she's like kissing Jonathan Dos Santos' shoulder. Right.
We allegedly.
We don't know why she was kissing. Who knows? But no, it's eerie. Yeah, you look at her and it's like, she's hooking up. He's hooking up with Kylie Jenner. And everybody was incredibly supportive. It's a strange thing that happens when anybody hooks up with a Kardashian because you know it usually doesn't end in a good place.
There's like a bump, right? There's like a significant level up, and
you
then
have
it's
followers,
just,
yeah.
And then it's just a catapult to the ground, and then you're living in Wyoming and wearing a red hat and yelling about tiger blood. It's not going to be fun, you know.
So yeah, it's surreal enough realistically, just like an MLS player to be associated with Kardashian, because when we talk about how to get more fans aware of this league. And American soccer, obviously joining the Kardashian family, joining that empire would change everything.
Horrific for them and their family, but great for the sport. And honestly, it might be a sacrifice you have to take.
Okay. You know, obviously like, you know, players like Tristan Thompson, Chris Humphries, they did that.
Because no one knows where they are now.
they did that. For the NBA, and you know that was that was the sacrifice they were willing to make. We got to find an MLS player willing to do the same. Obviously,
we got to find an NWSL player to hook up with Rob or somebody, right? We got to get this poor bubble.
Poor girl.
The guy owned a stock company. It's not that bad. Speaking of NWSL, after this break, guess what? We got Mallory Pugh of Sky Blue FC.
Correct. Yes, women's national team star. So we're excited to talk to her, obviously. So we're right back after this, we'll be with Mallory Pugh.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I just want to bring you with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you, and maybe even Ali Krieger.
Correct. Yes, Gully Squad has been litter than ever.
It's wild litty. In fact, some of us, people came in and said, hey, we heard you were having a party. You're going to get a ticket because of coronavirus. I said, no. It's just Gully Squad. They said, all right, well, then please continue. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Okay. And then I tipped my cap to the officer. Gully Squad has been been, again, especially during this quarantine, we've spoken about how it is more than just a you know, just getting some extra content. It is becoming a very much a full-fledged community of people sharing ideas, sharing stories of comedy, everything. So and yes, you may have heard recently on our we did a Zoom call. We did the first Gully Squad Happy Hour, and that wasn't even us. That was just the Gully Squad members putting that together. Shout out to Peter Garcia who had the idea initially, and
he wanted to get drunk with other members and let's go, you know.
Yeah,
and let me tell you something. I think it started around what, 6 p.m. It started at 6 p.m.
Yeah,
I logged back in at like 11:30, and it was still happening,
dude. Bro, that's how we do it. Gully Squad, bro.
Gully Squad. It ain't called Softy Squad, my guy.
Okay.
Also, I mean, how did you know my nickname in high school?
Yeah, that's the, you know, the Mr. Softy truck subscriber service.
Actually, so. I got it after prom. It was first time drinking whiskey. It was a lot.
Yeah, you know what? I hate that it stuck. I'll be honest. No, but if you wanna, yes, the Gully Squad Happy Hour was unbelievable, and we had a special guest join us, Ali Krieger of the Orlando Pride and the U.S. Women's National Team, two-time World Cup champion, just hopping in Zoom calls.
Hey,
with
hey, Christian,
us.
How many other podcast fan group Zoom happy hours do you think two-time World Cup winners be hopping into, or someone on the cover of People magazine?
I can't look. I'm rifling through all my paperwork. You here, right?
Okay.
I'm trying to get through it. I honestly cannot find anything. I have the records.
I'm trying to add it up right now, and you can hear my calculator with the paper. With the paper, you can hear it going. Ding. There it is. And look, it says zero. The number is zero. So you can stop rifling through all your paperwork with your what are the printer with the that all the paper was like court,
the
like
dot
attached?
Matrix.
Yes.
Dot matrix.
Yes, your dot matrix paper. You can stop looking at it, dude.
No, but I can't let it go. You know?
No, keep it for sure. Keep it because you need the records for 7 years for tax reasons. But what I'm saying is you can stop rifling through it for this.
Oh, okay. We'll get through this break then.
Yeah.
Look, that those are some of the things that are possible if you join Gully Squad. There's a lot of fun. Not only is just cool content, but fun surprises like that. And we are actively trying to, you know, make it more than just a, you know, just sending you an extra 20 minutes of a podcast a week or a month or whatever. We're trying to like offer Gully Squad members a genuinely fun experience. Similarly to what we get to have, you know, we're trying to put out something really, really fun and cool. And it's
all the stuff we would have wanted when we were just soccer fans and didn't have a podcast or a TV show.
Totally.
Like, this is what I would have loved to have been hanging out on some, you know, conference call or something like that. You know, and all of a sudden, a two-time World Cup winner just hops on from, you know, her backyard, just hanging out.
Sure, you know, it would have been nice if Ronaldinho would have called from prison.
From prison, you know? Dude. Imagine we were his only phone call. Yo, how lit is that, dude? He's like, I ain't even trying to get out, dog. I just want to say what was good. I just made this phone call to say it was good.
I don't need to talk to no lawyers. Get the Gully Squad on the phone.
Ew, dog. What are my lawyers going to do? I did this shit. You know?
All right, so please join Gully Squad. Go to soccercooligans.com and hit the Join Gully Squad button. I promise you, it is as fun as these breaks. We have a good time with it, and you'll have unique experiences and really cool things, and you'll help the show grow. So please do that. Soccercooligans.com and click on Join Gully Squad.
That's right, baby. We're back and we're here with our guest. This is amazing. I mean,
this is amazing. I mean, look, a lot of times we have, you know, we have big guests come through here, you know, but this time it is a reason to get thrilled and excited because
how many times do we get to talk to someone we watched win the damn World Cup?
Not too often, but she in particular has such a great story, so I'm happy she's on the show.
That's right. The newest star of Sky Blue FC, but you probably know her just as much from the women's national team. Skipped college, went straight pro, was like, yo, I think I got this. First, if I'm not mistaken, first appearance with the national team, scored on him, flexed on him at 17 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, unless you're driving, and if you are, please pull over and put your hands together for the one, the only, Mallory Pugh, everybody.
Hey, Mal.
Hello.
Okay, good. I'm glad you heard it. How are you doing?
Okay, I mean, good. You know, we try to build it up a little bit, you know.
I'm good. Yeah.
All right, Mallory. So again, yes, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Please give us a quick update as far as how you are doing, how you handling the quarantine. What's the training regimen like? How are you holding up?
I'm actually holding up pretty good. I feel like there's some days where I'm like dying for some competition. But most days are going pretty good. I'm able to, one of my teammates, Emily's on it. She's down here, in Atlanta too. And so we're able to, go to a private field and train. And then we have like a weight room kind of here. So we've been able to like get everything we needed, but I'm dying for the competition aspect of it.
Okay. I know you're currently, if I'm not mistaken, you're with a Major League Baseball player. Dude's name is Dansby, right? Dansby Swanson. Am I saying that correctly? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude sound, I'm not gonna lie. He yes. sounds like a character from Downton Abbey. But Dansby is a dope name. You don't hear that often. whatchamacallit?
I know.
So you have Major League Baseball, World Cup winner. How competitive are y'all getting? Is like even like chopping onions, or y'all like, yo, mine are smaller than yours, B. Like, are y'all just getting, y'all must be going nuts.
I thrive off of competition and I need competition. Yeah. And he needs competition too. So the other night we were playing cards, and we were playing my favorite game, which is like speed. And like, I've played that ever since I was little, and I literally would beat everyone at it. The other night, Dansby beat me twice playing that game. And then I was like, okay, fine. I was like, I'm fine. I was like, okay, we'll go play Mario Kart on the beat. And I'll beat you. I literally said, I was like, I'll beat you then. And next thing you know, I lost. I literally had to go in a different room for like 30 minutes and like, collect myself, because I was like so mad.
Yeah,
I lost.
And this is the difference between
that's the part where I'm going.
this is the difference between like, you know, world class athletes and you know, idiots like us. You know, this is where we clearly differ. Everything is a World Cup for people like you.
Y'all just live in perpetual game sevens.
I want to win at everything. So when I lose at cards or Mario Kart, I'm going to get mad.
I've never played Mario Kart. I got to give this thing a try. Yeah. I've seen it, you know.
So that's
right. Yeah, you're missing out, Alexis.
Apparently.
Mario Kart is a part of everyone's childhood. But Mallory, I did want to get to know you a little bit more, because obviously seeing you at the World Cup, seeing you play for the women's national team is where I think a lot of people were introduced to you. Your story is pretty interesting, because you don't hear it too often, especially from a player that had an opportunity to go to college. You had committed to UCLA, but decided to leave and go pro. What led to that decision? How did you feel as soon as, when you got to college, you were like, you know what, maybe I made the wrong decision in even doing that, and let me just go pro? Did you feel like you were already good enough and ready to do it? And as far as like being able to going professional and becoming like going right into adulthood, like so quickly, how did you feel as soon as that you made that transition?
Yeah, I went to UCLA, I went there for like 3 months. It was the winter quarter. I had to defer my first fall season because of the U-20 World Cup. And then, so I went to UCLA after that. And, after the
after that year of like being on the national team and like having the Olympics and going through all of that, I realized that I wanted to just like go pro and be on the national team. And I wanted soccer to be like my main focus. So that kind of like led those decisions. And I'm like, I'm glad that, and like very grateful that I went to UCLA and like had, even though people joke, my teammates will joke about it all the time that it was like, oh yeah, she went, but it was like only 3 months. I needed that experience, to kind of make that decision. And, yeah, I'm happy I did it. And I definitely think it, there was a big transition that I, that had to happen. I've never lived on my own before. I've never lived on the East Coast before. So like going from West Coast to East Coast, that was like the biggest transition.
You grew up in Littleton, Colorado. I guess that's a suburb of Denver, or were you just there for a short while?
Yes.
Yeah. So is Denver considered West Coast? I've never thought of Denver. I mean, it's in a mountain, right? When I think of West Coast, I think of somebody rollerblading on a beach.
Yeah. So I think Colorado is like the last part of being considered like the western side of the country.
you're like, I want in, you know what I mean? Count me as West Coast as well. Like, how much more different is the East Coast?
I don't know. What was that?
Like, how much more different is the East Coast than compared to like Denver? Because I picture Denver as a pretty vibrant city.
Yeah, I think Colorado, the people are a lot more like chill.
Okay, yeah.
And the main thing that like really like shocked me about the East Coast is like their people are like always like kind of in a rush and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, there's certain medicines that are legal in Colorado that are not in other parts of the country.
It is dropped the anticipation. Even more with Mallory Pugh, women's national team player, Sky Blue FC's newest star, NWSL star, absolutely amazing. You were talking a little bit about shifting and the change from being West Coast, which we'll give you West Coast. All right, you won a World Cup, you get to decide what's West Coast, okay?
you get to move the states wherever you put them wherever you want.
How dope is that? You didn't know that was part of the trophy. But so you moved to the East Coast, and that being a shock. What about just the shock of turning pro at such a young age? Like, I know I remember seeing a video where I think Rose Lavelle was your roommate. I don't know if that was right away, but she's also fairly young. Was that something that helped, or was it just like a complete culture shock for you?
As far as like being young on the team.
Yeah. Just being like what, 17, 18 years old. I mean, I know you had the Olympics first, but yeah, being a pro as a teenager.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I always say this. I was like, I kind of just like went into camp. Obviously, like I was like nervous and stuff because I was playing with some of the players that I've like always looked up to. But yeah, I feel like there was definitely like a younger crowd. And like, those are like some of my best friends today. So like having them there, we kind of all just like have been through this journey together. Yeah. So it like made it a little bit easier, you could say. But yeah, also was like, I was still in high school, and like everyone else was many years out of high school. So
yeah,
that part was a little weird.
I mean, hearing your your story, I mean, it feels very similar to a lot of like NBA players that are, you know, highly sought after and have to make that decision whether they want to skip college. And I mean, it's like you're like soccer's LeBron James, right? Where the pressure, you're at a young age, the pressure is put on you to yes, and now you have to live up to the standards of LeBron James. So I just did that to you. I'm sorry. but that kind of making that decision, and also like I remember seeing a a video with your roommate. You were roommates with Andy Sullivan and Roosevelt. And Roosevelt was on our show before the World Cup last year and kind of talking about that experience. And it clearly, obviously, being with the younger players and living with the younger players must have been easier to adjust and accommodate with the Spirit.
Yeah, my first year with the Spirit, I lived by myself and it wasn't ideal. Then the last 2 years I was with Andy and Rose, and like it was like the best time ever. Like, we still have our like group chat. We like texted in it yesterday. It was nice living with them because they're young and we kind of just, we were like more so like the leaders of the team. And it was just nice being around them all the time.
Yeah. You guys did like dance routines. Didn't you do dance? There was like a video where you did this. What was the, it must've felt like a little bit like college, like a college dorm room.
That was me and Rose.
Yeah.
Andy didn't get in on dance routines, but it was probably me and Rose.
Yeah. I mean, but it did feel like a college dorm. You're using what, patio furniture in your apartment, yeah. Right? You started TikTok dances basically. I mean, it was kind of like you got a chance to be in college a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we were doing TikTok dances. I don't even know. I literally just learned what TikTok was like
a month ago. Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny because
yeah, but me and Rose have always.
And how about let's talk a little bit about the World Cup, and you scored that first goal against Thailand, and we've had a couple of players on, but we never really talked about that game in particular. What was your perspective of like how the game was talked about, and like they're scoring too many goals, and blah, blah, blah. Like it was just really annoying for us because we're just like we're fans of the team, and obviously as a professional, you're gonna want. I don't even The Thailand players, I imagine they don't want anyone holding off on them either. They want to be treated as professionals. So how was that game for you and the aftermath of it?
Yeah, during the game when like we were scoring a bunch, like my thing is like we work our whole lives to play in a World Cup, and then like let alone like score in a World Cup. So when I'm working my whole life to get to that moment and it happens, like, yeah, I'm going to celebrate. And I think, I don't know. I feel like after the game, we were all like very respectful, and it was just like, it was a cool time. It was the first game of the World Cup. We were all working so hard, and the goals were coming, and the celebrations, like you have to sell, like, it's a World Cup.
Of course.
Like, you're going to celebrate.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you're a kid. You're picturing yourself bodying someone during the World Cup.
I didn't really. Yeah, exactly. But afterwards, like, I didn't really know much about, because I don't know. I didn't have social media. And like, I didn't really want to check up on everything. But I did hear about the stuff that was like coming out about it. And I'm like, we don't need to worry about it, honestly.
Yeah, like, you got France coming up.
I'm going to celebrate.
Yeah.
Exactly. There is,
and it's like, you'll celebrate that over winning a game of Mario Kart. It doesn't matter what you were winning at. You would have done it anyway.
Exactly. If I go win Mario Kart, I'm going to celebrate. Yeah.
The only probably bad part about so many goals being scored is that less people remember you scoring that first goal. You're like, could y'all chill a little bit so that I could get somebody to shine right here? I know.
And as far as the entire experience, like, can you sum up that winning that World Cup and being a part of that team? That team seemed to be quite more obviously the 99 team was important to the history of American soccer and women's soccer, but this team felt a little bit more like, 99 felt like, hey, we're here, please, you know, take us seriously, to now being like, you know, Ashton Harris's Instagram story is like, yo, you're going to get smacked across your head if you ain't watching what we're doing.
Yeah, this, that's funny. Yeah, I think this World Cup definitely like just like took women's football to a whole nother level. I feel like just to be a part of that and like the movement, it's like way more than just winning a World Cup. I feel like we opened the eyes to a lot of people around the world, what women's football can do and like how great women's football is. And I feel like over here in the States and then over in Europe too, like you're starting to see people catch on a lot more. But yeah, I mean, the whole World Cup, it was definitely, you could probably ask anyone, it was by far the hardest thing I've ever had to go through. And as a team, it was, we didn't have an easy road, and the preparation that went into it took a lot. But I mean, it all paid off in the end. And I think the way that we won was even greater. And then of course all the after party stuff was very fun.
I'm sure, especially just to release all that tension.
And interestingly enough, Mallory, our birthdays are, all three of our birthdays are one day apart. So yours is April 29th, mine is April 30th, and Alexis's is May 1st, which is very crazy.
Super season on this episode, baby.
let's go. So yeah.
Right. Why, no. We always write anyway, right? You might as well celebrate our birthdays. That's
awesome. So correct, yes. So the it was recently your birthday, recently our birthdays, and we were talking about Dansby because he recently posted a video for your birthday that was sent to us by one of our fans, which is really, really funny. So Camden Smith sent this to us, and it's a video of basically the caption just says, "Happy birthday, Boo. In honor of Mal's 22nd birthday, I'll share the best advice she's ever given me." And you basically, him standing in front of a goal, telling him to not flinch while you took a shot, and you cracked him right in in the area men do not want to be hit. So what was your intention in that video? What was supposed to happen?
Well, okay, here's the story. So after I was done training, I was just messing around taking free kicks, and I told him like to go stand over there, and his other friend was out there with us. And the first few like were pretty good. Like I just wanted him as the second person in the wall so I could like visually see it. And then the one that I just happened to kick him where he didn't want to be kicked, his friend was recording because I wanted to see like where my plant leg was when I went up to strike the ball or whatever, you know. I just wanted to see the fundamentals of my swing. And he got it on camera, and I actually, people said that I like purposely did that, and I didn't.
That hesitation that tells been, me
it, it's
you were
still
remembering
hilarious.
that lost its speed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because so is that a a thing you are actively working on when it comes to taking free kicks? At, you know, because I, there are some incredible free kick takers on the national team. I don't know. Are you like the designated person to do that? Have you done that across your career in high school and in college? Is that a part of the game that you want to work on?
Yeah, I feel like obviously there are very good free kick takers on the national team. But I feel like it's just, I feel like just to have it your tool bag, as some people would say, it's nice. I definitely did take all the free kicks my youth career on the national teams. But it's just something that I feel like I worked on when I was younger quite a bit. And now I just, it's also like, just like fun to kind of work on, and it's like a nice cool down. So,
and, how do you feel about the your future in the national team and see competing against some of the players that are in your position? Like, what is the, you know, obviously the Carly Lloyds, the Kristen Press, Tobin Heath, like all these players, like, how does it affect your confidence to one go up against them? And then when you actually do get time, how do you generally feel about getting that playing time?
Yeah, I feel like it's no one else. I kind of have to look at it this way. No one else is like able to have the opportunity to train with and against Kristen and Tobin and Pino and just like all the forwards on the national team. And so I feel like right now, like the best thing I can do is obviously like know that I am good enough to be on the national team. And my game has gotten me there, but also having the mindset that these players have been playing soccer and are way more experienced than I am. So the best thing that I can do is to learn from them and see the game through their eyes, but also keep in mind that my game has gotten me to where it is. So kind of taking as much as I can from those players and learning, but also having my game kind of just meshing the two.
But also, like, low key, are you just dropping off like retirement pamphlets or something, like around, you know, in the locker room, just to be like, would love a little bit more shine, you know what I mean?
No. I definitely know. Stress me.
Yeah. When you look at sort of now that you're stepping into Sky Blue, you're looking at Sky Blue, right? You're going to walk on as a World Cup winning veteran at 22 years old. How would you describe your leadership? Like, are you a vocal leader? Are you like, yo, I told you to step that way, or I told you to put the pass on my foot? How are you as a leader, and do you see yourself in that manner?
I'm definitely not a vocal leader. I mean, I'm not afraid to vocalize like what I think or whatever, but I'm definitely like, especially right now, like going to a new team, and I haven't even been to Jersey since everything has happened. So, to go there and I kind of just want to be able to just like play my game and just create new relationships with my teammates and just enjoy the time. I'm like really excited to like, hopefully everything like passes over soon, just so we can like get this thing started.
We are here with Mallory Pugh of Sky Blue FC. And Mal, I did want to ask about, at least for us from the outside in, it is seeing what Sky Blue has been able to do the last couple months, right? Kind of revitalize that team and rejuvenate that team. How excited are we? And this is also a question from one of our Gully Squad members, Claire Shriver. She says, who are you most excited to play with at Sky Blue? And in general, at least for us, like the question for me, what was that? What did that look like to you, the fact that Sky Blue was changing so much and really going and trending upwards?
Yeah. I think who I'm most looking forward to playing with, I have a lot of players, but I would say definitely Carly, because we obviously play on the national team together, but just to get more time to play together at the club level would be really fun. And then McCall, I'm just like excited for her leadership and her positivity and just like her game in general. Yeah,
she just won with the Courage, I believe, the NWSL title, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's awesome. And then I played with my first 2 years. Was it 2 years? Yeah, 2 years. In DC, I played with Estelle and Caprice in DD, and I'm excited just to like be back with them and playing with them again.
Very cool. We also got a question here from Val Paschal of Chicago. She said, what is the weirdest, or will be the weirdest part about not living with Rose and Andy anymore? Which I guess is what, you get to use the bathroom whenever you want, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to miss them so much. But I know we literally text quite a bit still, but I'm probably going to miss how we like all would go home from training. We would all go into our own rooms, and then like around, I don't know, like 4 or 5, we would all come back out at the same time. And it was just like super weird. We were like all in like the same rhythm. And we would just like hang out, and I'm gonna miss probably that much. Miss a lot, but just being around them
too. Val awesome. Also asked another question about, given that you were in DC, she asked, did you ever get a chance to have a decent half smoke or pupusa in DC, and if so, what was your spot? So I don't know what a half smoke is, but I know what a pupusa is.
Pupusa is like one of the most famous Central American dishes. It's like almost like a little cornmeal cake with like cabbage and stuff on top. And usually there's like meat and cheese shoved in it. Did you get a chance to eat that while you were in DC?
I didn't have any of that.
I have a feeling that's not allowed to be in your nutritional, in the nutritional diet of a world class athlete. Pupusa might not be on it. For someone like myself, it's part of my training. Yeah. But for you.
That's awesome. Yeah, I haven't.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's also, if you're going to be in Jersey, so especially in Red Bull Arena, empanadas are a big deal. So that's going to be the go-to for you.
Yeah. We consider it Latino energy food. You know,
good to know. Okay.
You know, those like little Gatorade gels, right? You know, it's kind of like our version. It's just meat and fried dough, you know?
Yeah. This is another great question from Val. She's killing it with the question. She asks, she says, there's a Vlatko coaching theory that she's heard on interviews that he believes that players are either warriors or artists. One, is that accurate? And also, which one are you? Are you a warrior or an artist on the pitch?
I don't know if that's accurate, but I could definitely see him saying that. And I would probably have to say that I'm more of an artist.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So you're not running out and trying to take people out.
Like, I like to create.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I don't think that's my game.
I would love to see what a Mallory Pugh 2 foot in anger looks like, though. Just what it took to get you to that point. Yeah. You know?
To really upset her.
Just from behind, take the red card, walk off the pitch, be like, peace. I'll see y'all in a week.
I've never gotten a red card.
Really? Okay. Well, we're going to have a little bit of Jersey. We'll might sneak its way into you now. You'll lose some of that West Coast chill. You'll get some of that New Jersey aggression. You know what I mean? Y'all sat in traffic, and when I got to the end, there was nothing there. I'm upset all day, you know?
All right. We did it again. Thank you so much to Mallory Pugh for joining us. We really appreciate the time. Mallory, is there anything you want to tell anybody before we say goodbye?
I think the main thing I would just say is that I know these are very unprecedented times and it can be quite scary, but I feel like if we all just do our part, that we can all get through this together, and hopefully soon life will be back normal and football will be back.
All right.
So again, thank you, Mallory, for joining. Make sure you follow her on social media, on anything. I know, hopefully you're on there more, you know, kicking shots, at your boyfriend. So have a good time with that. So again, make sure, you follow, at Fubo Sports on all social media. You can follow at Taco Cooligans and subscribe to, the YouTube channel for Fubo Sports to catch full episodes of the show. So, Mallory, we end the show in a normal, which is tradition. So I'll say, for Mallory Pugh, my name is Christian Polanco.
And I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans! The Cooligans!
I didn't know I was so cool with that one.